Multiple car bomb blasts across Iraq leave nearly two dozen people dead and scores of others injured. One of the first deadly bombings took place in Tuz Hurmatu, north of the capital, Baghdad. In another attack, a bomber detonated his car near a checkpoint inside Baghdad's international airport. Bomb attacks have also hit other cities, including in Kirkuk, Samarra, Hilla, Fallujah, and Nasiriyah, leaving casualties. The death toll from the attacks is likely to rise as over 100 people have been injured. No group has yet claimed responsibility for the attacks, which come ahead of Iraq's provincial elections on the 20th of April. Well, let's discuss that a bit further. And I join Mr. Ali Al-Nashmi, who is a political analyst, who is joining us live now from Baghdad. Sir, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, what do you attribute this recent violence to? Does this have to do with the elections that are coming up?
Yes, I think this violence has become the election, the general election, and for 2 days before that election. I think this is many message they want to send it. And that message coming before 2 days about the dialogue between Mr. Al-Maliki, and he said in that dialogue and in his speech on the television, say there is many MPs. They are participating in the violence in Iraq, and I will follow that MPs. And I think the news say there is a negotiation between the protesters in Al-Anbar and the government about the subject of Al-Baath party, or some leaders, or the some levels, or the middle levels of the leaders of Al-Baath. That message they want to say, we are here and we must give us our demand. Yeah.
So do you think that this message will be successful? Will it scare people off from the elections? Will it have any consequences?
Yes, I think that message will be succeed, because you know that didn't happen before the election before, because the security is will the past becomes it was very tough in the years before, but now I think before 2 days or 3 days, I think it's very serious violence, and it will affect about the people. I think I will they affect about the participating of the people in that election. Yes, I think it's very tough message to the people.
So then, do you think the people will, in a sense, try to counter this message and try to work with the government in trying to bring peace and stability back into the country?
Yes, you know that, but the Iraqi people, they held the government in this case, but you know, this is didn't depend about the people, and you know that the security in Iraq, and now they facing many problems, and especially in this month, there's many violence happened, and in that case, they take that shadow in the Iraqi people, and they say the government now didn't work well and to keep the security in Iraq, and I think the people, they said the government didn't work hardly, or they didn't work carefully to complete that security. And but I think the participating in this election will be the not the total participating, but I think it's maybe 50% will participating in the slogan that what you say, that to help the government to make the peace, and that the participating in that election, I think, one of the road to make that peace.
All right, we'll have to leave it for now, but of course we do appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Ali Al-Nashmi, political analyst, speaking to us live from Baghdad.